League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique. Broadcasting live from Pleasure Pier Galveston as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's the Killer Bees, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Not Santa's here.
Yes, Brian. He is. Ho, ho, ho.
He's roasting Brian, too, which is hilarious.
Or no, no, no.
He's calling Brian Santa lazy, and he never works, and he doesn't look good.
Tommy bought y'all's pit.
He's not wrong.
He did say half of that, but I added a little bit of it. Texture, I thought Dubin's beginning of the year injury was a shoulder. Maybe so. Throwing related. Shoulder, elbow, both things are now bothering him at least at some point this year. Hopefully it stays intact because he's helpful.
Shoulder is connected to the arm, which is connected to a lot of baseball pitcher injuries, just saying.
Do the Astros buying or selling at the deadline indicate where we actually stand across the board with injuries?
I think it'll factor into it some degree. I thought you were going to say whether they're in it or not. I mean, yeah, from the standpoint of the injuries, they don't have to do a whole – you're going to get a big left-handed bat that is arguably your best offensive player overall when you get Yordan back.
Maybe.
If you know Yordan's coming back, but I mean, to the point of, is that going to be an indication of what they do at the deadline? If they think that this Yordan thing may linger longer into in September or, God forbid, longer than that, and or the Jake injury, because maybe now, because it's actually full-blown – maybe if it's worse than it was prior to him running out to the outfield the other night,
yeah,
then maybe a center fielder like Mullins or a player like that is going to be more of a priority. I think it is a barometer.
I wonder if Dana's optimism of always getting players back could factor into. Like, I just wonder. Like, if he – because, like, our concern of getting Yordan back is probably more than Dana's, because Dana's super optimistic. Mm-hmm. So, like, and then Dana's the one that's making these moves. So, like, could Dana's optimism prevent – a trade for a left-handed bat because he's optimistic of getting Yordan back?
It is possible. It's always that fine line of what you say in public and what you believe in private, because, you know, he might want to give you that hope because it also makes him look good. If, hey, every indication was we're getting this guy back, so we're not going to do anything, and then you stay under the tax, and then, you know, when it doesn't happen, you're like, hey, we were fully expecting he was going to be back, and then it's not as pointed at him.
Uh-huh.
But overall, I do think it's a barometer. What they do at the deadline is what they know, whether they tell us or not, about a lot of guys.
All right, here I'm going to run some trade deadline questions by you boys, and you answer them, boys. Would you? This was from the Athletics article. They put together some like Major League Baseball trades they'd like to see. Would you trade Chaz and Walker Yannick for Brandon Lowe?
Man, I don't mind trading Chaz in a heartbeat. It's kind of what Lowe's going to give you, and how long is he under contract for?
He actually has a team option for next year.
He could be a difference maker in a lot of ways to enhance your offense. But is it worth what Yannick could be? We don't know what he could be. Offensively, we don't know what he could be. We know he's supposed to be a really good defensive catcher. But that's the risk-reward, is a year, maybe two, and you give up a guy that could be your catcher of the future. I'm going to say no.
Okay, I would do this one.
You would?
I would do this one, mostly because of the second year. Brandon Lowe would help you a lot. Left-handed bat, he crushes righties. Now, he's not a good defender, so like the idea of, oh, you're trading for a second baseman, well, that's kind of the reason they moved out to base, because they wanted a better infielder at second base, especially behind Fromber, Hunter Brown. So it kind of goes against that logic of a strong infield defense, but there's other ways to get him in the lineup. I personally would do this. I'm not sure Yannick's ever going to hit at the level of being like this can't-miss catcher.
And to counter my own argument, just for the sake of what we've been through in the past, Corey Lee was supposed to be a hell of a catcher.
Correct.
Yeah.
He was.
And then that's where the whole adage of, you know, you know what you know.
I mean, it's case by case.
Trading a prospect for a proven player is always a little bit risky.
For sure. And it's case by case, too. That's why you have to trust your evaluation and your scout and, you know, Dana. I trust Dana's eye. I really do. I think he's a good baseball eye. What would you do on that one, Brian? You trading Chaz and Yannick for Brandon Lowe?
Yeah, I would make that trade.
Good answer, Brian. You'd make that trade? Okay, good. All right. Would you trade Bryce Matthews, A.J. Blueball, and Jacob Melton to the Marlins for Jesus Sanchez and Edward Cabrera?
My knee-jerk is no.
Okay.
Too much young talent going out.
I'm doing this one, too.
Are you?
I'm usually the prospect
hugger.
Yeah. I do have concerns about Bryce Matthews' swing and miss. The home road splits do concern me as well. I'm not sure A.J. Blueball is a big league pitcher. He was really bad in it. I know it's only one outing, but he's actually been pretty bad in Sugar Land since he went back down. And then Jacob Melton, I don't know if he's a big league starter ever as well.
A lot of swing and miss there. The next Joey Loperfido.
I think he's better than Joey Loperfido, but I think he's in the same vein as Joey Loperfido. Yeah. Like, same category, same tier, but a better version of him. I think he's a little bit more athletic. I think he's a little faster. Loperfido might have more power, but I think Melton's probably a better offensive player. Now, Jesus Sanchez, left-handed bat, can play either corner, crushes right-handed pitching, and he has, like, 2 to 3 years of extra club control. Edward Cabrera is a big right-handed arm who hasn't, like, put it all together, who I think this pitching staff, Murphy and Miller, would have tremendous amount of success with, and he has a lot of club control, too. So these wouldn't be two rentals. Like, these are two pieces that are going to be with you for a few years, so I'm not trading for rentals. I actually would do that one as well, Brian.
Yeah, make it unanimous. Like you guys said, I mean, we've seen Blueball. I don't think he's a major league pitcher, and I do like Bryce Matthews and Jacob Melton, but they've shown they have holes in their swing. They're not perfect prospects. They're not can't miss. So if they can improve their roster for this year, I'd make the deal.
Two against one, unanimous.
Yeah,
If you had to trade a prospect, would you rather trade Yannick or Matthews?
Yannick. Because I think that there's still enough positives in what Bryce Matthews can do offensively as opposed to just this complete unknown of a guy that might be the next Maldi. You know, he could be a really good defensive catcher that can't hit his weight.
See, I feel like I undersold Yannick's offense. Like, I think offense has a chance to be like an average big league bat, catcher bat. But I would rather trade Yannick as well. Like, Matthews, again, I sound like I'm being critical of Matthews because I talked about the swing and miss and stuff. But Matthews does have some attributes that are, like, okay. Like, that's pretty special. He's very, very fast. He has very, very good power. And you combine speed and power, you get a little bit of contact improvement, he could be a pretty good starter. I like his chances of being a pretty good starter more than Yannick's chances of being a pretty good starter. All right, so Jeff Passan put together like a trade primer on ESPN, and he mentioned some names that could be with the Houston Astros. He mentioned, and I kind of went a different – I have like tiers or whatever. You'll see. The first one I have are starting pitchers that were linked to the Astros by Passan. Four of them. You pick one. Chris Paddock, Zach Eflin, Nick Martinez, Zach Gallen. If you had to pick one, which one would you rather the Astros trade for?
Money out of the question? Just the
yeah,
the
yeah. Just like the guy like, that would excite you the most.
I like Gallen.
All right. Brian?
My gut reaction was Eflin.
Okay. I would – if. Hate that answer. I would go Martinez, but Gallen would be a close second. Those two would be the most exciting for me. Here are left-handed bats that were in these trade deadline possible players to be moved. So left-handed bat. Willier Abreu, Ryan O'Hearn, or Ozzie Albies?
Ooh. Boy, Albies would be a nice fit.
He's been really bad this year.
I know it, but for his career, and he can play second base, and he plays a good defensive second base.
See, I wonder if Danner Brown would take a flyer on Albies because he knows him.
And he knows him.
Yeah. See, that's what like was kind of registering in my mind.
My gut feeling right away was I think O'Hearn could resurrect his year coming here. You just got to find a place to play him.
Yep.
But Albies would be a great fit at second base, and I think he could resurrect his season and kind of go back to who he was if he had a good team around him.
He's been really bad this year. I'm actually going to Abreu. I'd go Willier Abreu.
Really?
He's been the best offensive player consistently. O'Hearn's not been good last
Didn't
month or so.
Did he feast off the Astros?
Abreu?
In that series?
He's been feasting off everybody.
Yeah,
the dude can just hit.
Yep.
Brian?
I think I would lean O'Hearn.
Okay, second left-handed options. These are a lesser tier of lefties. Cedric Mullen, Josh Naylor, Ryan McMahon.
Going to go Mullen.
Yeah, the injury of Myers makes it kind of
exactly
easy to go
right with
Cedric Mullen. So I'd go Mullins as well because Myers I'm a little shaky about. Brian?
This time actually unanimous, Mullen.
I knew he was going to say that.
Right-handed relievers. This is something that Blummer said was on his wish list the other day. Like a right-handed arm to go, you know, to balance out all the lefties. Because you have a bunch of lefties in Abreu. The right-handed relievers who could be traded, according to Passan. Griffin Jacks, of Minnesota, David Bednar of Pittsburgh, Ryan Helsey of St. Louis, Chris Martin from the Rangers, and then Reed Detmers. I think he's pitching with the Angels. I'll double check that.
Did you say from?
Yeah, he's with the Angels. So Jax, Bednar, Helsey, Martin, Detmers.
I'll go Bednar. He's the guy that I've seen the most.
Yeah, he had a bad start to the year, got sent down, but he's been pitching really well lately.
Yeah.
I like Bednar, too.
Yeah.
I'll go Bednar as well. I'll copycat you. I like all these guys, but I think Bednar more than all the others.
Yeah, I would go with Bednar as well, just because he's got, kind of the back of the baseball card. He's got the talent there. He did hit the skids a little bit earlier this year, but with the Astros' ability to turn pitchers around, I think they could get their hands on him and get him back to what he was.
Last one. Top of the list, off the top shelf, if they make this trade, your jaw drops.
Okay.
Jarren Duren, Alex Bregman, Eugenio Suarez.
Wow. And money doesn't matter. I'm really intrigued by Duren because I think that they could replace him, but I think he's a good baseball player, a really good baseball player. The Bregman story is just too good. It's just, it would be so juicy and just so fun to watch if money didn't matter. I'll say Bregman.
I have a tough time knowing where Bregman plays. Like, you have two third basemen that I think are third basemen. Like, I know that both are capable of playing second, but I'm not sure that either one would be that good playing second. Bregman would be better at it than Isak. I'm a little worried about Isak's lateral movement at second base, but it's not like Bregman's a spring chicken either, and he's coming off a leg injury. He's also potentially in the last year of his deal because he's got a player option. Suarez is in the last year of his deal, and I think you need more outfield help. So even though Duren's having a, I wouldn't say a bad year, but he's not having the year that he had last season. Last season he was a stud. This season he has slipped a bit. Because of the Astros' needs, I go Duren, even though I think Bregman's a better baseball player. I think Duren's a better fit. So I go there.
I understand it. Yeah, but I just, from a heartstring and just from an overall from what we do perspective, that'd be a hell of a story if you got Bregman back.
It would be. The storylines would be scintillating.
Yes.
Brian.
Well, first off, I don't know what trading for need is. But I will say I think I would go with the outfielder with Duren. Like I get.
I don't know what he means by that.
No, I was making a Nick Casario joke. But I just if I'm going to trade away the assets it would take to get these guys, I'm not going to do it with a position that you'd be creating a logjam for. I mean, maybe Bregman a second works, whatever. But give me the outfielder.
Duren also has club control. So Suarez free agent. Bregman potentially will be a free agent. Duren still has a couple of years.
You turn the parabolic mics on the field down, and you got yourself a ball player.
Yeah, he's under club control through 28. Duren, you're trading for a guy who's your. I don't know where you'd be.
Maybe you trade Jake.
Yeah, maybe you just move out Tube back to second. But yeah, he's here through 28. That'd be my call there.
You'd
have to be very
game.
Nice to him though, because he can.
Yeah, he's salty.
He's got some rabbit ears at times,
and he's not afraid to act on it.
No, he's not. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Coming up next, we play everybody's least favorite game. Who Said It with the Bees? Broadcasting live from Sweet Scoops on Pleasure Pier on La Playa in Galveston on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. TreeMac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
Killer Bees, Sweet Scoops, Pleasure Pier, Galveston. Thank you for having us out here. Been a great time. AC, too, really. Thankful for that. Texter said, you're wrong, Branham, who said it is my favorite game. That's why I make sure to turn the station on every time you're playing it. It's a great way for the listeners to play along who listen all the time. Okay, well, you can have a take, and it can be bad. Time to play everybody's least favorite game. Who said it? Brian, go ahead.
All right, quote number one. I was never interested in watching dudes pretending to be on horses and fight other dudes apparently less than protective metal. Nah, I'm out. Yeah, I can watch a TV show. I don't need to see it done worse live and in person.
Are they talking about like Renaissance Festival?
Jousting.
The joust?
Jousting, yeah.
I'm going to say right off the top when he was reading it, it just screamed Dell.
Screams Dell?
Yeah, because he and Michael Carroll could have that conversation. He likes to get off the beaten path of just sports to get into, like,
he doesn't strike me as a Comic-Con Renaissance Festival guy either.
Yeah.
Could you see Dell at the Renaissance Festival?
No.
He's drinking mead and wearing all the Viking stuff.
Turkey leg. But yeah.
Usually you think about this.
Oh, he doesn't like turkey. He doesn't like turkey because he said even on Thanksgiving you shouldn't eat turkey because it's a dirty animal.
Well, okay,
he goes off on turkey.
Aren't
yeah,
there,
he goes off. He does not love turkey. Yeah.
Are there any animals that are clean?
I mean, I don't know if it's what they eat or I don't know, whatever, but I've heard him go on rants before.
I wonder if he eats catfish.
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, well, I can even get started on what they eat. Yeah, I'll go Dell. Yeah, bacon. It's a good way to get rid of a body, the way.
Fish eat bacon?
No. Oh. He's saying pigs are dirty.
Oh, yeah. But my wife will tell you they're one of the smartest animals on the planet.
I think they are. And yeah. They can eat, like, human bodies.
What?
Yeah. Like, if you ever need to get rid of a body blanker, just throw it, like, in a pigsty. And they'll eat up all the bones and stuff.
Sweet.
I learned that from a cartel movie.
You got pigs on the north side, right?
I get some pigs for you. I know a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
So you want to go Dell?
Yeah.
All right, Dell.
I was never interested in watching dudes pretend to be on horses and fight other dudes and apparently less than protective metal. Now I'm out.
Like Game of Thrones, I don't need it.
Yeah, I can watch a TV show. I don't need to see it done worse live and in person.
All right, good job. You boys are up 1-0.
Why did he pretend to be on horses, though? The joust, they are on horses.
He was talking about the show medieval times. Referring to. I thought they rode horses in that. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
They joust, they're on
horses.
Yeah,
when they joust at the Renaissance Festival, they're dead horses.
Yeah, they're not fake horses.
Specifically medieval times, not the Renaissance Festival. So I don't know if medieval times are on fake horses.
Okay, well, I think medieval was probably... I don't think there were fake horses back then. I don't think, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there was ever fake horses.
Yeah, I've only seen jousting on horses.
Like, if you're legitimately jousting, I'm pretty sure you've always been on horseback.
Might sword fight. Fence.
Yeah. All right, quote two.
Quote two. It's so gross. I hate how we glorify eating so much in our country. Like, I think we should glorify good food. I don't think we should glorify eating to the point of gluttony. Like those disgusting fat people on that. What's that show? Like the two people. There's like these two fat sisters. Disgusting. Disgusting. It's disgusting. It's a shame. It's a bad example for our kids.
I think Joel watches
it's
that
awful.
Show.
No, not Joel. Joel's wife and kids.
What is the show where there's two people, two
thousand-pound sisters?
Is that the one he's talking about? This has to be Paul.
I think there's three. That's exactly what I said. It has to be Paul.
Like there's
unless Brian is up because we so completely Paul.
Somebody could be sarcastic.
Right.
But like, it's like, the only person I can see that saying that legitimately is Paul.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
It's so gross. I hate how we glorify eating so much.
Yeah.
Like I think we should glorify good food. I don't
Paul,
think we should
not
glorify eating.
No, but he's still the single one, quite as much single now. He's still the Mr., you know, over the top on the diet and exercise and everything.
Right, not a foodie.
Well, he made it clear he would love to eat here today, but he didn't want to suffer the lactose intolerance.
You can do milk?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. All right, three, we're a 1-0 from a victory.
All right, quote number three. Congratulations for dunking hot dogs in the water. That is the grossest thing I've ever seen. It's really, truly terrible that you dunk bread into water. Ugh. I'm going to eat these hot dogs with style and class and grace and patience. I'm not dunking anything into water and going.
I'm hearing Lance.
Five take two. I hate that thing. I can't.
I agree. Contest. But just the bread in water.
It's so gross.
Just that wash rag of taste that you have to digest is nasty.
Yeah.
I heard the morning show, but
I heard Lance too.
Yeah, I think it's Lance.
Congratulations for dunking hot dogs in
that's,
water.
Congratulations.
That is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
We're one away from never playing this game again.
That you dunk bread.
That was question three.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. That was full.
Math major
that's how
for
boring this
one
game
semester,
is.
Right?
It's not math. It's counting.
It's because what is it's counting?
Been a last 10 minutes. Been a chore.
All right, quote number four.
It's an abacus.
Four.
Quote five.
Four. Because I can count, except for I'm adding up weight on a bench press. Anyway, quote four. The first time I ever had an egg on a burger was in Germany. I was like, whoa, they invented something tremendous here. This is incredible. You Germans, you're making up for it.
The what?
John?
I don't think so.
Lance?
Like, you would think both of those guys are cultured enough to have a fried egg on a cheeseburger in America.
Yeah, but John's going to be Italian above all else and, like, kind of backhandedly give them credit.
I don't know. AJ's looking at us funny.
What would your first
AJ trying to give it away?
Paul. Well, no, he's a cheeseburger. He's a cheeseburger? Read the part of the question.
Sorry, you guys are breaking
read it
up.
Again, Brian.
Well, you want to read the whole... Okay.
Brian, read it again.
I want to break up with this game. Read the first part of the quote.
If I could hear you well, I would. All right, here we go. Quote again. The first time I ever had on a cheese on a burger was in Germany. I was like, whoa, they invented something tremendous here. This is incredible.
That's enough. Is that him? Is that him getting rid of cheese? Like, he's about to eat a cheeseburger. Why don't eat cheese? I put it on a burger. Because it'd be Paul because he doesn't eat deep.
This is more important.
And I feel like
we
John
got the winner outside this one.
John and Lance had fried egg on a cheeseburger. And
it's in and out. John lived there. Landon definitely has had it.
They don't put egg in and out.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think so.
I think they do.
I don't think so.
A fried egg on a burger?
In and out?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up.
I don't think so.
I can't look it up. You look it up.
I go to In-N-Out all the time. I've never had an egg on my cheeseburger.
I think in California.
I don't think so, man.
Okay.
Eggs on burgers at In-N-Out. But like, I think that John and Lance would have had this. I don't believe Paul did. And I think the way that Paul said cheese and burger, he went cheese because I don't eat cheese.
We've had more energy, continuity, anything we've ever done today. So
that's not true. We've been at each other since the
whole time. You call, we won. We already won. So you call.
Super. I'm on the man.
First time I ever had an egg on a burger was in Germany.
That's good.
I was like,
hold on a second. Say cheeseburger.
That's good.
Restart that here, Brian.
You want me to restart the clip?
Yes.
First time I ever had an egg on a burger was in Germany.
That's good.
He didn't say cheese.
All right, move on. Quote five. The play.
He didn't say cheeseburger. So the segment lives. Congratulations to everyone but Jeremy. Quote number five. The thing that baffles me is I'm surprised none of these guys want to, like, speak and say, like, oh, God, Joe's talking about ultrasound again. Data Brown's talking about calcification and bones again. Ugh. Like, they don't want to correct. Doctors are generally really smart people that went to the most difficult kind of school that there is, medical school. I can't remember all that crap.
Paul with all the...
Oh, Paul.
The thing that baffles me is I'm surprised none of these guys want to, like, speak.
I'm so mad. You had a shot. It was on your shoulders.
Dana Brown talking about calcification and bones again. Oh, like,
I'm so mad.
Good job. One.
It's a terrible week. It doesn't end in perfection. It's a bad week. You have to play this game again next week. It's a bad week.
It's not like Paul now picking perfect games.
Yuck. That's so bad. You had all of them?
Yeah, I could have had because I worked the day the first quote and the fourth quote.
He could have helped, Brian, and he did. Oh, yeah, don't worry about his facial.
As you should, though. You know, you're a man of integrity. You could have helped us.
Sometimes.
All right. Is he a Ranger or is he a...
I'll tell you when we get back from break. Your guys' signal's bad. Let's go to break.
All right. Let's go to break. It's the kid. He's ESPN 75. ESPN 5.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
In the eyes of a Ranger. The unsuspecting stranger.
Broadcasting live from Pleasure Pier Galveston as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It's Sweet Scoops, Pleasure Pier in Galveston. Technical difficulty. Who's more to blame, AJ or Brian?
Brian.
Certainly not us. We're talent. We don't mess with stuff like that.
Plus, we don't get blamed for it.
Yeah. Probably better to say Brian since he's away. All right, so is he an Astro or is he a...
cast member or character on the TV show Walker, Texas Ranger.
I knew it. I knew it was that.
Then why didn't you promote it?
Let's go. Well, I knew after the rejoin.
Yeah, it's kind of
okay.
Inside.
There you go. Yeah. There we go. All right. Person number one, James Trivette.
Who?
James Trivette.
You first, right?
Yeah, Joel first.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I've never heard of that guy, so I think he was a Walker, Texas Ranger guy.
Correct. That is the actor Clarence Gilliard, who was one of the main characters on the show. You guys are tied at one apiece.
So I think you left yourself a bigger runway, too, because you said it could be the actor's name or the character.
Yeah. Yeah. I intentionally made sure I had enough people.
Not that I would know.
But that still gives him more.
Would it really make a difference for how well you knew the cast of that show?
We got the first one right, tough guy.
Just one. It would certainly help on just
Chuck
one of
Norris.
Chuck Norris, sure. Yeah.
I think I can get that one. All right, number two.
All right, person number two, Judson Mills. Is that a person or character or an actor or a character on the show or a Texas Ranger?
Sheesh, that was a confusing
or
question.
In your graduating class. I mean, it could be anybody.
He's like, you get...
Good Lord.
Any other options?
Any other caveats you want to throw into the mix?
Such divas. Jesus.
Man.
Oh, no.
Make two things. Oh, my God. How many can it be?
There was at least
four. Or one of the lifetime members of the Space Cowboys.
I'll go Texas Ranger, the movie, the show.
I'll go the show as well.
That is correct. That is a character played by the actor Francis Gage. You guys are tied 2-2.
Easy work.
Now, Francis Gage is eligible also to be used later.
Probably.
Yeah.
That would be dumb of me to say it and then give you the guys that person. But
you've never done anything dumb.
We'll see how that goes.
Never put that past you. Is it a lake? Next week it's going to be, is it a lake or an ocean?
What, number three, Carlos Sandoval.
I'm going to go Texas Ranger.
Which one?
Oh, the baseball team.
Was there ever a Carlos Sandoval on that show? I don't remember any Carlos Sandovals on that show. I'm going to go a baseball player.
You guys are incorrect. Carlos Sandoval was a character played by the actor Marco Sanchez.
Was he a bad guy?
I don't know.
Probably
I just looked at the IMDb
page. Kung Fu Cowboy. Sandoval.
All right. Still tied 2-2. Number four now. Robert Garcia.
Well, I went Hispanic name. I'll stay consistent. Texas Ranger baseball player.
Okay. I'm going to go TV show.
Jeremy is correct. Robert Garcia is a Rangers relief pitcher. Jeremy
Let's
is
go.
Now
you
up
your
by
head like
one.
You knew.
Let's go.
Jeremy up by one going to number five, Michael Hellman.
He's mayonnaise.
You're up first, right?
Yeah, oh, Joel's up first.
Oh, I'm up first?
Yep.
I'll go TV show.
What was the name again?
Michael Hellman. H-E-L-M-A-N.
Yeah, I'll go TV show, too.
Incorrect. That is a Rangers outfielder.
Okay.
Yeah, not a well-known outfielder, apparently. Number six, Jeremy is still up by one. Jacob Webb.
I'll go TV show.
I'm down one. I thought I was supposed to go, but it's fine.
No, if you're down, you're supposed to go after me.
Because
I can't play defense.
All right. Okay. Well, how many we got left?
Three more after this one.
Oh, I got time. What was the name again?
Jacob Webb.
I'll go TV show.
So you both said TV show?
Yeah.
Correct. Dang it.
That is a Rangers relief pitcher.
Bunch of no-namers.
Yeah, a bunch of jobbers. Bunch of
bullpens, a bunch of jobbers.
Who the f*** is that guy?
A bunch of those
guys. Exactly.
All right, third to last.
Jeremy up one. Question or person number seven, Alex Cahill.
To me?
You
have to go last.
Oh, you're right.
No, he goes last.
Right. You're right.
I'll go Ranger, the baseball player.
Yeah, I'm going to go baseball as well.
That is an actress by the name of Sheree Wilson who played the character Alex Cahill on the show.
Oh, that was a really big curveball.
So we both got it wrong?
You both got it wrong. Okay. Yeah, that is an actress on the TV show.
All right,
more. Jeremy up one, still with two to go. Lou Hancock.
TV show.
Texas Ranger baseball player.
Jeremy is correct. That is an actress Mabel Shoup on the show.
Another woman.
Yep, okay. Two women in a row. Yep.
We'll do the last one for S's and G's.
All right, Jeremy wins, but last one, Josie Martin.
It's a woman. Woman on Texas Rangers show.
Agreed. TV show.
That is correct. Yes, you identified the actress. It was played by Vanessa Paul, the actress, but the character was Josie Martin.
Of course it was. I knew that.
Dated Chris Paul. One of y'all is making fun of Brian for not working, and now y'all don't have signal, and he has to work extra hard, laughing emoji. But if he's hearing the same thing I am on the app, he was working hard during Who Said It. Brian never works hard. Another texture.
He never works.
Another texture. This game is really good. Thank you for playing it. I really appreciate you doing it.
Why do I not believe that?
Another texture. This is way better than Who Said It. I agree. Way better than Who Said It. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Car wrecks of the day. What are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. First, a moment on HRP, Human Resources and Payroll. Cougar owned by my colleague, go Cougs. He used to protect a Heisman Trophy winner. Now he's protecting your business. Chris Fisher over there. He's an Aggie. He's good people, too. Business owners, let HRP help you. Whether it's HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding, whatever it is, HRP can help in any or all of those areas. There's no boxes with HRP. Doesn't matter how small the job, doesn't matter how big the job, HRP completely customizes a plan for what you and your business need. You have a problem, you have an issue, you want to take a little bit off your plate, HRP will find a way to help. They do it in a way that's unique. Technology meets service. They have the best technology, but their service, top-notch. Top shelf, upper echelon. It is the best. Guaranteed fulfillment. You'll never talk to a stranger. You'll be talking to someone who knows your business needs. Plus, they're just great to have on your side. They keep up with the trends. They keep up with what's happening, what's hot, what you need to know. So they're a great ally to have in your corner. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let them customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525. Or visit them online at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! I'll give you a bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wrecks of the day. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Car wrecks of the day. Get them in. Thank you to Sweet Scoops for having us out. Thank you to Pleasure Pier for having us out. And thank you to the beach for allowing us to hang out. All right, what's your car wreck of the day, Blinkers?
First one I got is a it turns out to be a car wreck for Terry Francona, but a very friendly gesture by the manager trying to get his pitcher to his wife who was about to give birth. Had a little bit of a wrinkle to it, as they told it on the Reds broadcast.
Well, Jim Day yesterday, the Reds had a chance to rest a number of their regulars, including something a little different for Terry Francona and T.J. Friedl.
Yeah, Friedl's one of those guys, they wanted to get him off his feet. So he pulls him out of the game. Now, T.J.'s wife is deep into her pregnancy. So Tito told T.J., listen, just go home and be a good husband. I want you to leave the ballpark. Not just leave the game. I want you to leave the ballpark right now. If anyone gives you grief, you tell them I told you to leave. So about 10 minutes goes by, and T.J. comes back to Tito and says, you know my wife is in Las Vegas, right?
In the air to right, Myers coming on.
Brought a chuckle to Tito, who turns around and says, well, then just go FaceTime her. Just leave.
I thought that was great.
Why did he do that?
Because, I mean, you know, you would think that the families are all together during the major league season, so he's just telling them, go to the hospital, be with your wife. He doesn't realize that he's from Vegas and she stayed home.
I would have just been like, all right, see ya. Yeah, been out of there.
Boarded the plane today. You said go.
I would have been at La Playa, where I would have been. That's funny. Yeah. So what's a car wreck there that you didn't know that?
Just a car wreck that he thought he was doing a good gesture, but it was only going to be like, you know, for the night to go home. And then he realized that he was telling his pitcher to leave town.
He didn't know who his players were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, I mean, yeah, it's kind of crazy. A lot of these Latin players, like, they're not even in the country. Like, yeah. I was watching that Inside the Clubhouse thing with the Red Sox, their Netflix documentary, and Brian Bello's, like, wife, like, wasn't allowed to come to America. Yeah, it was crazy. And, like, wore on him, and he had a bad year. Like, it's like the little things that happen that we have no idea how it could be impacting a player. All right, you have another one?
Yeah, I got another one. The Orioles already taken a beating because of how bad they are this year. They decided it would be a good idea for the anthem to have a guy that's like a DJ do it with auto-tune.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
dude has like a DJ setup.
It kind of sounds good.
Sounds like a video game.
Yeah. Like, I don't hate this.
I hate it.
I don't think it's like should be done before a baseball game.
This is a human being trying to take credit for a computer that can actually make it sound good.
Like, if it was on, like, a video game, like, okay, yeah, like, it would be brutal. Right. Like, I don't hate the rendition. I just don't think that it's good before a game. Like, I think it's a little disrespectful.
I actually think that, too. And I think this is a horrible look.
Yeah. Like, this isn't the setting for it, I guess, is my biggest complaint. I don't hate
What's
it.
The
I don't
sport?
Hate the sound of
what
it.
What was the NBA-sponsored, the video game Gamers League?
NBA 2K?
Yeah, no, they had that Gamers League with the
I have no idea.
Oh. Well, they had a league sponsored by each NBA team had a game gamers team.
I do remember that.
This would be fitting for that, not for a Major League Baseball.
I agree. Yeah. All right, this isn't the setting for it. The Orioles, man. Like, what happened to the Orioles?
It's terrible. And they're talking about firing Elias.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe he'd come back.
I wouldn't hate him. Mm-hmm. I would like to have him on staff. Jeff for Luno sure. did an interview with Chandler Rome and that Tyler Stafford guy. I listened to half of it on the way here. I didn't finish it.
I bookmarked it. I want to listen to it.
He talked a little bit about the Harper trade. He said he regrets trading Hader for Fires and Gomez.
He admitted that general manager that they had a conversation about Altuve, the Kansas City guy.
Now he said that it wasn't an official offer.
Right.
He said he's not lying, but it was more of like, I wonder if they would even trade him. Let's throw our best guy at him to see what he would say. That it wasn't an official offer. Said he didn't like the Liriano Teoscar Hernandez trade that he made.
The biggest thing was that he said that if he had to do over again, he wouldn't do the Osuna trade.
Yeah.
That was big.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just to cover your rear end.
I think he believes that. I mean, he took a lot of grief for that.
Yeah.
And it kind of sparked a lot of the reason people hated the Astros. Like, Taubman sitting in there yelling at Allison Footer, I'm glad we traded for Osuna. Like, you idiot.
Well, maybe that's one
doing?
Of those things, because they said he's hyper-egomaniac, that maybe he learned some lessons.
They got tame and stuff.
Yeah.
I hadn't listened to the part, but I saw they tweeted it, how he said, like, some teams have contacted him, so he doesn't feel like he's been blackballed, but he feels like he's moving on. But he did say, like, early in the interview, if I ever come back to baseball. So I don't think he's fully closed that door.
I don't think you can. With the success you've had,
yeah.
I don't think in his mind, especially with his ego, he wouldn't let himself.
Now, he's doing a bunch of stuff. Like,
soccer.
He's like running like player management, like three different teams. So. Yeah. Mike Carrick, you see this Najee Harris? He suffered an eye injury in a fireworks accident.
It's not It's not funny because one of the other family members lost digits.
Really?
Yeah.
They lost digits?
Lost some
How
fingers.
Many?
A couple, I think. I just was reading the article.
Oh, yeah. I never thought it was funny.
No.
Why do players do this, though? Like, you're a professional athlete.
I don't understand it,
you
right?
You make millions of dollars, and you're playing with children's fireworks, and you're doing it wrong, and they're getting you hurt. Now,
especially
this is superficial, they said.
Especially a guy on a one-year contract.
Could be out of the league in a year. But he loses an eye, he's gone.
Are you using, like, wood stick matches or something like that, too? Just get yourself one of those the lighter things that are long, with a long stem on them, and just stay the hell away from the fireworks.
There's no way I'd be playing with childish fireworks if I was a multi-million dollar athlete.
And if the
no
fuse
chance.
Doesn't go, don't pick it up.
No chance. Now, my Omarion Hampton stocks don't hate this.
Oh, there you go.
We'll say that. Alex on Twitch nominating Brian.
Shocker.
Saying that Brian has bad humor. So there is that. Brian, what do you want to nominate?
I'd like to nominate you confidently costing yourself the perfect game and who said it. And then our connection, our connection during the segment as well. That was an all-timer.
I think
Brian
it's an
was
omen.
Losing. I think Brian was losing, so he just set it up.
I think it's an omen. I think that was radio telling us that we should no longer play that game. Brian, do you think that was radio's way of telling us we should no longer play that game?
No, I don't think so at all. It's America's favorite game. The people love it.
Sweeping the nation.
Can I have a proactive car wreck of the day, if you'll allow me?
Sure.
A preview?
Proactive car wreck of the day. All these people that are about to overreact to summer league basketball games. This happens every year.
Yeah.
You player XYZ goes out and drops a 40 burger on a roster that has 95% of guys who won't be in the NBA. The other 5% are rookies or second-year players that are going to play 8 minutes a game. And they're going to be like, oh, my goodness, this guy's going to have an unbelievable year.
So Reed Shepard's going
off tonight.
It might
be Reed. I mean, Jabari last year, wasn't he like the Summer League MVP? Yeah. And then they shut him down?
Yep.
I mean, he had a fine year, but he didn't have like this, oh, he's about to break out as an offensive player. He's about to be a guy who averages 18 points a game because he looked great in the Summer League. We do this all the time.
You see him miking?
Why do we fall for this all the time?
You see him miking up some of the players, too, in some of the conversations right off the top?
Who did
Not
that?
So good.
Oh, in Summer League?
Yeah, and they got DJ Edgecombe. And his response was as nice and a great story. You know,
they didn't protect him?
Oh, my goodness, no.
That's bad editing.
Oh, boy, it was.
Did you see Bronny schooling Cooper Flag?
Or the other way
did
around.
Did you see Bronny's attempt at the game winner?
It was awful. Awful.
So I saw that on Twitter today, and I was like, oh, he hit the shot. Because all I saw was
the tweet. They set it up, yeah.
All I saw was the tweet, and I didn't watch the video like immediately, and I thought he had made it for like 10 seconds.
They set it up to celebrate how bad it was.
Oh, man, I shouldn't laugh at Bronny. He's making a living for himself, thanks to his old man. All right, what's winning?
I'm going to go with the Auto-Tune Anthem.
All right, Auto-Tune Anthem. That sounds good to me. You're the winner, Auto-Tune Anthem. Does it for us. Thanks to Age for the hard work. Thanks to Brian for the mediocre work. Victoria for braving the elements all day. He's Blank. I'm Branham. We'll talk to you on Monday. Smoking and toasting at 7 inside the icebox with Joe George and that jabroni Jeremy Branham coming up right now.
He's chilling right now. He's in La Playa right now.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.